So, what brings you here? Perhaps like the old me, you have a life packed with all the outward signs of success, but feel empty inside. Maybe you're beginning to tire of the whole work hard, play hard thing and struggling to see the point. Are you living for the weekend and then spending half the week recovering from the weekend? You might not realize it, but you could be spending over 100 days of each year feeling the depressing and physically undesirable side effects of alcohol. Imagine what you could do with your life if you were supercharged for all of those days. There's little point in trying to come up with the precise definition of a problem. People have many different reasons for wanting to reset their relationship with alcohol. If that weren't the case, there wouldn't be millions participating in initiatives like Dry January and Sober October every year. Even Alcoholics Anonymous is becoming less anonymous. The world is starting to sober up, and celebrities talk more openly about their battles with alcohol and other mind-altering substances. Perhaps you're beginning to wonder if that nightly wine to take the edge off is really a great idea. Or maybe you desperately need to stop waking up on Monday mornings with a frazzled brain and a wallet empty of everything besides screwed-up cocaine wraps. Those may sound like two opposite extremes, but they can be closer together than many expect. You may be thinking, "Oh, I don't get bad hangovers," or "Drugs? I'd never do drugs." Well, as we've established, alcohol is a drug, and it's the one that many high-profile scientists classify as more harmful than any other. The Economist, 2019. For many, it's also a huge gateway, both to other drugs and to years of bad decisions. Plenty of people spend years or even decades getting away with it, or at least they think they are. They don't notice how the hangovers start to eat into the week, the gradual weight gain, or the friends and colleagues creeping ahead in life.